fullness of eternal promise, stirring in your sons and daughters, earth revealing heaven's wonders. Spirit come, Spirit come. What you spoke is now unfolding. All your children shall behold it. Dreams awaken in this moment. Spirit come, Spirit come. Pour it out. Let your love run over. Here and now, let your now the world awaits your presence, and this power is within us. We will rise to be your witness. Spirit come, Spirit come. Pour it out. Let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house. Pour it out. Let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house. Testifying of the Son, one desire. Spirit come, Spirit come, speak revival. Prophesy like it is done, one desire. Spirit come, Spirit come, tongues of fire. Testifying of the Son, one desire. Spirit come, Spirit come, speak revival. Prophesy like it is done, one desire. Spirit come, Spirit come. Spirit come. Holy Spirit come. Holy Spirit come. Let our hearts continue burning, for our King is soon returning. As we hold to this assurance, Spirit come, Spirit come, Spirit come, Spirit come, pour it out, let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house.
Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for receiving these offerings, these tithes and offerings. Lord, as we sow down here, Lord, you have promised us what we give down here is going to be multiplied. We're going to receive our rewards here also, but we have everlasting life to live with you forever with mansions. Mansions, that's plural. So, Father, we just thank you for your promise. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you my Holy Ghost. He's on the inside of you. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the third person of the Godhead. He lives on the inside of you. When you receive Jesus, He talks to you. He will minister to you. He will reveal Jesus to you. And He will manifest the Father to you. And He will never condemn you. He will love you unconditionally. Thank you, Jesus, for being our way maker, our peacemaker, our lover, our brother, our friend. And we welcome you into this service today to no end. To no end. Lord, this is where wisdom begins. Here in your presence. This is where deliverance takes place in your presence. Have the preeminence in this place today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We invoke the Holy Spirit. We invoke His promises. Thank you, Wayne, for ministering in song and bringing that sweet anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Y'all are probably familiar with Pastor Rick Renner. If you haven't, you can Google him. He is a pastor, predominant ministry. He has a TV ministry. He's over in Russia. But a lot of times, Brother Kenneth Copeland, a lot of ministries over here, they'll have him on their shows. But, he is a Hebrew scholar. He knows the word inside out. But the main thing is, you know, you don't have to know all that. You just know the Holy Spirit through Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. But that's all good. That just adds to. The more you know, the more can just flow through you. But don't never think somebody's educated can't do something for God. Amen. I graduated from South Idaho High School. Amen. God can do miracles. Amen. That's as far as I went. South Idle. That's Barham Springs. Y'all ain't never heard of it, have you? Barham Springs. Well, my spring was barren until Jesus came in. Amen. But I thank God for the anointing, for the power in His Word. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the reading of this Word. That, Lord, take my mouth and fill it with your wisdom. To bring edification, encouragement, and comfort to your people. Because that's what you said in your word. That's what the prophetic word will do. It will edify, build up, and encourage your people. But will also give us the boldness to stand in front of our enemies and call them defeated. Amen. And just mentioning Rick Renner, right before Dr. Howard called me this morning, that I pulled up my Facebook and Rick Renner had made a message. He said, Anybody out there would like to send me some recordings of messages of what pastors shared this morning from the pulpit concerning the election? You know, he's wanting some inputs because, you know, he's in Russia. And I'm like, I already have my format. So I just texted in my notes that I received pretty much late last night and early this morning. I said, here you go, brother. The rest of the story will come later. Amen. I said, here's my format. I'll be glad to share with you because, you know what? If God doesn't give me something, I ain't got nothing. But God has given me something. Amen. He's given you something. You got Him. You got the Father. You got the Son. You got the Holy Ghost. What else you need? You know, I remember many times Jesus would say, I remember when my wife got born again, crying out to God in our home. She felt the mighty hand of God's hand on her shoulder. And when she was crying out, she was complaining. She was saying, Lord, I've done this. Lord, I've done this. Where are you at in my life? I wasn't there, but I got the testimony. She could tell it better than I can. But she said she felt the hand of God on her shoulder. And these words, my child, I am here. You know what the next words was? Pick up the book. There was a book laying over there, her mom's Bible. He said, now pick up the book. Why? Because if you don't get this word in you, you can be deceived. I said, if you don't get God's word in you, you can be deceived. There's a lot of voices out there. Lots of voices talking about God. Is it correct? Don't come to your pastor and say, you know, I'm here for you, but I can't put this word in your heart. That's only what you can do. And I stand corrected here. If I miss it, you come and you tell me. And we'll get it right, amen? Because we are human. We have error. But God never, He gets it right. He made it right, amen? And that's what we're supposed to do. So I'm going to try to go through this, just what the Lord's got on my heart. Actually, I shared some of this Wednesday night because Pastor George Pearson, and you're not going to get a lot of information out of me because I'm not watching a lot of the news because I've lost my trust. I'm not saying there, but I've lost my trust, and I'm sorry. If I lose trust in somebody, I'm going to put it down. I'm going to go to this word right here. I'm going to go to those that are giving me news that's right. And I can go to the Victory Channel, Brother Kenneth Copeland. I can go to CBN, that's Christian Broadcast News. That's Pat Roberts. You got to go to people you trust that's going to tell you the truth. And I stayed with Victory Live. They was following the coverage of the election. So I'm not here to present that we have a president because the tallies have not been counted yet. They have projected a president, but I'll wait for the count. What does the word say? Find it by two or three witnesses. Let it be established. Let the word be established. So when it's established, because what I'm saying is I casted my vote, and I want my vote to count because it's a righteous vote, and God watches over that. Now, God's not going to go and fill out the ballot for you. You got to go. And you make that choice, but then God is faithful to watch over your choice to protect that right. See, the government is not there to protect my life, they're to protect my rights. God protects my life. Come on now, God is the protector, and He protects. You understand what I'm saying? I don't rely on the government to keep me safe. I rely on the kingdom of God, His angels, that watch over and protect me. That's a government that can't be seen by these natural eyes, but I believe it. Now, I thank God, we blessed our men and women that served, and I thank God for them. And I pray that every service man and woman knows God before they go hit that field. Because if you don't, you're in the enemy's camp. You're under God's mercy, but I want His mercy and grace. I want both. God's mercy and grace. And through Christ, you have it. Amen? So I want to share with you, George Pearson laid this out when they seen that night, when they went to sleep and The votes just went from here to here. When the votes quit coming in, that don't make sense, common sense. So this is the word that came to George Pearson, pastor of Eagle Mountain Church. 2 Chronicles 20, and I noted my Bible because when I get into the Old Testament, I'm going to put me some page numbers in there. 2 Chronicles 20:1-20, and I encourage you to read and get the context of this. Not right now. I mean, read with me, but you study this out. Amen. This is King Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles 20:1 says, it happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat, which is the king of Israel. This is God's king. And some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazeron, Tamarah, which is in Gadi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself, come on guys, to seek the Lord. That's a good place to start. When you're in fear, Don't go to man, because the fear of man brings a snare, but the fear of the Lord will bring you into a place of peace, like Tammy prophesied. That peace. He set his face, he feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah. What does the word Judah mean? What have we done this morning? We're praising God. We're praising Jesus. Why? Because he has the answers. He is the deliverer. He is the king. He is our Savior. And they stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord. Where are we at? We in the house of the Lord. Before the new court. Say new court. And said, O Lord of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Does this not bring you back to the disciples when they locked Peter up into prison? And when Peter got set free by what? By the hand of the angel set him free. And he went back and they told him not to preach. I'm talking about Peter now. They told Peter, "Don't you? We're letting you free now." They didn't have no reason to lock him up to begin with, except preaching good news. Repent. Be baptized. And that's what he was preaching. He got locked up. But tell me, what was Peter doing in that prison? He was at peace. And what was he doing? He was sound asleep. Why? He knew in his hearts of hearts that what he was doing was right. Amen? And that's all God is asking us to do. If you do what is right, and you got to have a standard, what is right? God's word is faithful and it's just and it's true. Amen? And this, we're not talking about the world. We're talking about what does the church do? We do what God says to do, and that is all we do. And we stand. Doing all to what? Stand. And they sought the Lord. So this is what I'm doing. I have done what's right. As Americans, we have the right and the choice to vote and to make that choice of who we think needs to be our leader, right? Now that, I'm talking about our physical, but now we go past that. Christ is our, is the head of the church, the body of Christ. But we also, he has to have our voice in this earth. Amen? So you make the right choice, and you do that. And in verse 7, it says, are you not God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, there's a lot of babies' names that's been crying out for justice. I'm talking about pro-life, that were aborted, that were murdered, and they've been crying out. And this is the cry that we have to answer. We have to vote against that. We have to take a stand. Forget vote. Just take a stand against murder. Amen? In the land. If you remember, Pharaoh got away with it. He drowned the Hebrew babies, the male babies, right? Drowned them. Threw them into the alligators. You think God winked at that and just closed his eye to that? No. His mercy was there, but there came a day when what? Moses said, let my people go. He raised up a leader. God raised up a leader. I said, God has raised up a leader. And when God has raised up a leader, he will fight for righteousness. Amen? The one God places there. And they dwell in it. And so number 9 says, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence. We had any pestilence, have any famine, any plagues lately coming against us? We will stand before where? This temple right here. We're not going to be shut out no more. I'm sorry. If they say we can't, I'm going to be here. If you want to come, that's fine. Pray for Andrew Womack. I mean, they told him they were pretty much going to lock him up if they didn't do. They told Andrew up there he would have to have a watcher come and sit on his stage and watch and make sure they're following every guideline in his church. And I don't think he consented to that. I think, you know, because he was saying, and that was pretty much they had a cis and desis order. It's okay for him to have school and have as many, but when it comes to worship and church, he couldn't have but so many. Where's the thinking on that? So they lost to one judge, but they're still taking it to a higher judge. But that's what they were asking him to do. So he didn't get locked up, but that was what they were going to say. Pretty much, we're going to come lock you up if this happens. We're seeking the Lord here. Lord, behold their threatenings. I'm talking about the devil, those that are possessed by evil, that don't like God, that are rejecting God, that are against God. They're like a Paul. Saul before Paul. And that's between them and God. But what are we going to do, the church? We're going to keep preaching this gospel. Jesus is our Savior. You need to get right with God. Judgment has already been released. But if you're underneath Christ, you're not in judgment. You're in grace. But if you're outside of the covenant, there's judgment there. There's wrath there. But God's mercy is there too. We're not praying against people. We're praying against the evil one. Jesus said, stand. And when you've done all, stand against evil. And never be complacent against what is wrong, what is evil. And when disaster comes, we will stand before this temple. And in your presence, your name is in this temple. What is the temple of God? Come on, disciples. You are the temple of God. Angels have God's name on them. You have God's name in you. Come on, you carry the name of Christ. You carry his banner of love. So you will not follow the Antichrist. You will not be deceived. I'm prophesying here. You will not be deceived by the Antichrist. You got to make that choice, but I'm telling you spiritually now, you will not be deceived. You come to this church, you will know Christ and him alone. He is the victor. And the Antichrist, he's the loser. Now, he will come into a place, the Antichrist, but not till we say so, until God gets us out. There's all things that's got to happen. Amen? Evil never wins over God. Never. Jesus has already triumphed over it. Amen? This is the Old Testament. We got a better covenant. We got the blood of Christ, not the blood of bulls. Amen? We are not even supposed to be have a conscience of sin conscience that because Jesus has made us right standing with the Father. Man, this should stir you up. Because the world's going to try to tear you down. They're going to try to say, where is your God? They're going to mock you. Where is the God that you prayed? Where is the God? They asked that to Daniel. And he showed up, didn't he? He showed up. He shut the lion's mouth. See, the devil, he's a roaring. He goes about as a roaring lion. He's not the lion of the tribe of Judah. We ain't giving him no praise. I said, we ain't giving the devil no praise. We giving Jesus the praise. Amen. Because he defeated the devil. I said he defeated the devil. He defeated evil, but Jesus had to leave. His blood had to be offered in heaven so that we could walk free down here. We're a citizen. You are a citizen of heaven. Amen. You are free spiritually, but we have to walk in two worlds. Amen. Down here, we got to proclaim the name of Christ, and that's what keeps us free. That's what keeps the devil underneath our feet. Not what Jesus said. It's what you say what Jesus said. Amen. God has put his word in your mouth. And you got to decree it and you got to declare it. It says, your name is in this temple. And we cry out to you in our affliction. And you hear and you save. And now hear the people of Ammon. This is the enemy, the Moabites. Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and did not destroy them. The church, we got to be accountable. The world's in the place that it is because of the church didn't take our rightful place and stand against evil when we should have. And I'm taking the blame, but it goes back years. Never should Roe versus Wade have been in there. Never should there be a place where it's okay to take a life. That should have never happened. And we have devolved when it comes to things. This happened, but it's time. Remember, there's a shifting that's taking place. We got tired. The church is finally being shaken and to our senses and waking up. And we're standing together. We got to stand together in unity. And what? In the unity of the faith. The faith of what? The faith of God. What he says is right. Morally right. Come on, can I get a weak amen? It ain't going to be popular. It's not going to be popular. Jesus didn't win the popular vote. If you want to bring it to our day. He wasn't popular. You don't put the popular person on the cross and crucify him. You don't do that, right? Jesus let them put him on the cross. Because that was, see, it was God's plan. The devil couldn't figure it out. See, there's a plan happening in this world right now. The devil don't know what God knows. And when you stand for righteousness, you prevail. As a church, we're going to prevail. Amen. When we stand with Jesus, we stand with righteousness, and all of heaven is behind us, is right here with us, ready to protect us, deliver us. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, this is stirring me, making me feel, it makes me feel 10 foot tall up here. Why? I'm declaring what God says. This is what will happen if we do what's right. Behold their threatenings, Lord. Here they are rewarding us, number 11, by coming to throw us out of your possession, out of the land, which you have given to us to inherit. Oh, our God. You didn't hear me say, oh, our government. You didn't hear, oh, our God. No, we're saying, oh, our God. The king who represents the government is saying, God. Can I get an amen? Call upon God. We call upon God. You not judge them? Will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude. What is that? That's being humble. It's not my power. It's God's power. Humble yourself under what? The mighty hand of God. That what? That he may exalt you in due season. See, right now we might feel like this whole year we've been trodden down. We've been locked down. We've been pressed down. But Paul said, come on now, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Shall tribulation? Shall trial? Persecution? Angels? Principalities? Paul said, no, nothing. No thing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing. Amen? My pastor always told me, and he worked at Cabarrus County Creamery. He worked on the scales. Jim Howard was a scale man. And he'll always tell me, the cream always rises to the top. Come on. You are God's sweetness in the earth. Talking about that. Come on now. You're God's sweetness, his voice, his righteousness. You're like a honeycomb. And we will rise to the top. Amen. We're going to be that city that we sang about. We're going to be the city that's set up on a hill. I said we're going to be set up on a hill so the whole world can see. That's God's city. That's his glory in you. Amen. I remember the Zuzu Street. They talked about those revivals. Those kids are like the Assemblies of God leaders now. That's where the Assemblies of God came out of. They said the revival that took place down there, they called the fire department. When they was having those meetings in that old broken down farmhouse, whatever it was, on the street, on the dirt streets, said they called the fire department because they said fire was coming out of the top of the building. But when they got there, it wasn't a natural fire. It wasn't consumed. Moses had a burning bush experience. It was burning, but the bush didn't burn. It was the fire of the Holy Ghost that Wayne sang about this morning. Come on, guys. That fire's on the inside of us. It's on the inside of us. It's on the inside of us. It's a consuming fire. It drives out cancer cells. It'll burn them up. You put faith in the name, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Diabetes is not going to win this battle over me in Jesus' name. I'm not going to prick my finger like I saw my mom do for many, many years. Now, I've got my job to do. I got to battle against those Bojangle biscuits and those seasoned fries. But I tell you what, there's another battle that's going on. It's the battle of my words. I speak life or death out of my mouth. And what you put in your heart, I'm sorry, it's coming out your mouth. It's coming out your mouth. Now, there's a lot of people that go in churches on Sundays, and they might say something, but follow them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you can see what's been putting in their heart. I know the people in this church. I know what you've been putting in your heart. It's coming out your mouth, and it's good words. Amen? It's words of life. Man, this is what this nation was founded on, was people that believed in something greater than themselves. It was God's holy word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His holy word. I said his holy word. It's been tested through the ages. It's came through fires. Amen. Yes, I said it came through fires. It went through people that Brother Wendell was actually burned at the stake for putting this word where we could read it. But you know what? I don't think he felt a flame. Why? Because the fire of God consumed him. Amen. Come on. I believe when you be a martyr for God, I believe God takes the pain. Oh, death, where is your sting? Thank you, Jesus. How could you sit there and praise God and your body being burned? It's because of the power and the heaviness and the glory of God have come upon you. That's how. Amen. It's upon me now and it's upon you for service. I said for service. God needs some service. Amen. He needs some servants out there serving. Waiting. You know what? When the Bible says, wait upon the Lord. And he will what? Renew your strength. What does that mean? Does that mean, I'm just waiting on the Lord. Praise Jesus. No, it means you're serving. You're waiting. You're looking. What does a waiter do? You go to a restaurant, you're looking for a waiter. I'm thirsty. I need some drink. Some waiters are overburdened. They got so many people. They're trying to get to you, but right now, the workforce has been cut. Well, see, the devil tried to cut the workforce this year. I said he tried to cut us. It didn't work. When he pressed us outside, he brought us in a musician that's been blessing our church with songs now. Amen. See, what the devil meant for evil, God's just turning around and working for good. Amen. Lock us down again. We ain't going to shut the doors, but God will bring some other people here. Well, we can't go to church down here, but we heard something going on down here. We was praising God. We'll open up the doors if God tells us to. Take it to the streets. We done been there. We've been out in the parking lot. Some people didn't like it. Nah. We're going to do what God says. I'm sorry. I love God. I used to spend my weekends for the devil. I don't play those games no more. I don't go to the bars and to the nudie bars. I'm trying to think of a nice... You can't just say sin pleasantly. I'm sorry. This was before Christ. Come on now. This was before Christ. You know what's in those bars? Unclean spirits. You go in with them, you'll come out with them. Even more. But you know what? There's the house of God. And when you come in here, when you come to Jesus, he'll cleanse your temple. And he'll give you a new spirit. Amen. He'll give you a clean spirit. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. Amen. I said he'll cleanse you with the Holy Spirit. You know what I do when I go past those places now? I pray over them in the name of Jesus. Because I used to be there. I said I used to be in some of those places. Don't turn your eye to them. Turn your voice to them in Jesus' name. Call them free. Amen. They need us. They need the church. They need that witness. They need something. They need some hope. They need a house they can come to and worship God and hear the truth in love. I said hear the truth. Thank you. I'm not going to get finished today. I don't know. I might. Praise the Lord. Cut the TV off and I won't even see a clock up there. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I told Tammy a couple months ago, I said, we're going to have some work to do. Church is going to have some work to do. But don't think we ain't got no work to do. I'll tell you what, Jesus said, the foxes have holes and dens, but the Lord, he don't have nowhere to rest his head. Why? He had work to do. He was saying, I got places laid down, but he said, I got to get to work. There's work. He had a short time to finish the work that God had given him to do. And what was he doing? He was getting disciples. He was calling people, not just everybody. He didn't call just 12. He called the 12. I said, he prayed all night. He said, God said, call these. And one of them was a devil. One of them was possessed by the devil, would betray him. But Jesus still had faith in that man, that he would hear his word and repent and do what's right. But his heart was wrong. Judas's heart was wrong. But praise God, he got 11 out of 12. Amen. That's a good percentage in church. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Behold their threatenings. And verse 13, verse 12 says, and our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes, where's our eyes got to be? Upon the Lord. They'll be upon the Lord. And all Judah, with their little ones, their wives and their children, stood before the Lord. Now there's families in here, there's children in here. There needs to be more families, more children, that our eyes are upon the Lord. Not on Facebook, not on Instagram. And that's all good. That's all good. Take your testimony to those places, but your eyes better be upon the Lord. Amen. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Then the Spirit of the Lord came. What was Wayne singing? Come, Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has already came and inhabited us, but we're talking about coming upon us for service. Come, Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit and his anointing, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you, but I got something to tell you. If you'll listen, I said, well, we'll listen. And I'm not the only one that's got something to say. Everybody in here, you've got something to say. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bob, do I need to get you another pillow this morning? I'm going to try not to keep you too long. I got you the book, though. Praise you, Jesus. I tell you, you're getting blessed, Bob. He's a temp. You are a pillar in the house of God, Bob. I said, you're a pillar in the house of God, Bob. Praise the Lord. You are a pillar. And you stand for something. You stand for righteousness. And God is pleased with you, Bob. He's pleased with your service. And you keep standing. I said, you keep standing. Like a tall oak. You're not one of these little shifting pines that blows over when the wind's blowing over. No, you're an oak tree, Bob. You're standing. And people's watching you, brother. And you got a lot left to say. Take it to the world, brother. Amen. Preach that gospel. I know you were excited to hear about these missionaries this morning, because that's in your heart. But there's missions right here, Bob, right here in Concord. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Shake them up, Bob. Shake those apples off the tree, man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's a pillar. A pillar in the house of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah. Praise God. I know this guy's been anointing, because I usually can't speak these words like this, Tammy. I usually have trouble with these words. The son of Jeiel, the son of Matanah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you got something to say. And he said, listen, all you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you. I'm saying this to you today. Larry, you asked me what I need to say. This is what I'm saying. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed with what you're seeing in our nation or the world. I'm talking going back to January. What did the Lord tell us? Do not fear. Fear not. Believe only, Jesus said, and you'll see the works of God. Colette's going to see 2020 natural vision before 2020 is up. Why? Because she's believing God. She's believing God. And it don't have to be December 31st, 2020. It can be now, right now, in the twinkling of an eye. Why? Because she has this report. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, all Judah. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle, what? It's not yours, Marie. The battle's not yours, Elaine. For the battle is God's. It's God's. Now, this is where we talked about. God did not go to the pole for you. You went to the pole for him. You have to make the mark. You have to make the choice out here that I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do what God says. God's not going to, when God is in control, he gave me this, he is not in control of you. He is in control of his word in you. He will only control his word. We're not puppets. So if his word's in you and you submit to him, resist the devil will flee. Why? Because now you're doing it God's way, which is the right way. Cecil, I thank you I'm not sure if you've reached out to my brother, but I've met him. I've seen him since we talked last Sunday. And I told him, now my brother knows that I know the word because I've took that word to him over years. And you can use the word in a wrong way. If you do it out of love, you're going to run people away from God. And I use the word like a whip instead of to equip. See, I'm not here to whip you guys. I'm to equip you. So you go out and do the work of an evangelist. Good news. Evangelists are supposed to be preaching good news. But so I went to him, Cecil, and I was telling him that I've got a church member that's probably going to give you a call that wanted to share something because Cecil's been through that surgery. And I told my brother when they were up there, and the surgery was planned, but his A1C levels were too high, and so Dolly, his wife, my sister-in-law, was asking for prayers. Well, usually I'm spitting it out like a machine gun. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. No weapon. By his stripes you are healed. But see, my brother didn't need to hear all that again. When I was trying, I was silent on the inside. Nothing would come out. I'm like, well, nothing would come out. Why? I'm listening. But I'm starting to, after 20 years serving the Lord, I'm finally, Glenn, starting to listen a little bit and not just pray. The word's good, but I need that rhema word. I need that specific word that person will hear, that I can hook up with them in faith and see the miracle, see the healing, see the deliverance. Because only God knows the heart. And if that person is not opened up to God, God's not going to reveal it to me. Because he's just that kind of a father. He's not going to show your business unless you need, you're asking, you're seeking, you want help. And God will, he'll send the troop, he'll send the cavalry after you. If you're seeking him with your whole heart and you want help, you're going to get helped. I said, I came from Morrisville to Concord. I said, I came from Morrisville to Concord. That's been over 20 years ago. I don't care how much gas. Gas has been $5 a gallon, and praise God, it's under $2 a gallon. But through it all, God provided my way here. And I didn't look at how much I was paying. I was looking, I got to get to God. I got to get to church because I got to hear from God today. Man, this is where I get life from. This is where I get my strength from. So I told him, Cecil, I said, brother, I prayed because that was to Dolly's text. It wasn't to him. And I said, well, I prayed, but I just didn't know how to pray. I just said, Lord, you know what needs to happen here, Father. I just submit myself to you, and I pray for my brother out of love. And the surgery didn't happen. I had other members were praying, you know, let the A1C come down. And that's all fine. They're hearing, they're praying. But I didn't have that particular word. But God knows, is he ready for surgery? Because if not, I want my brother to live, and so does God. So to heal through that surgery, your body needs to be ready to fight, to recover. And I don't think it was time, because the main surgeon, his name was Pinto. I like pinto breads and cornbread, so that could have been a word of God. Your doctor's named Pinto, and you like pinto beans, you need to listen to what your doctor says. And they sent him home. So my brother's going to get his shoulder fixed first, and then he's going to work on the rest. So see, a lot of times it ain't so much you need to pray the word of God. You need to pray the will of God. The will of God is the word of God, but you need to pray, Father, not my will, not what I want to pray right now, but what do you want to pray? What do we need to do right now? We need to seek God with our whole heart. If you vote, and you need to be praying right now, Lord, watch over my cast. Watch over what we want righteousness to prevail. Because the Bible says when the righteous are in rule, the people shall rejoice. I feel like rejoicing. I like rejoicing. I don't know about you. I don't like mourning. I've been through some mourning the last 3 weeks. And the Bible says weeping is going to endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And I like the morning better than the evening. Amen. So I like to have my cake and eat it too. So this is where we got to stand together, is we got to seek God. And when the enemy rises against us, like a flood, the Bible says, the Lord will raise up a standard. What's the standard? Come to him. Seek him. Praise him in the sanctuary. And watch the enemy be confused and start turning on one another. The fear of the Lord hits them when they start turning on one another. What do? We just keep praising. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. What do we say? Praise you, Jesus. What was the song this morning? Praise you, Jesus. Lord, your will. Lord, praise you, Jesus. And see, that's where we stand. Love people. Love God and love people. And look in here, verse 16. Today is today, but guys, there's always going to be tomorrow until Jesus comes. But you don't have grace for tomorrow. Our grace is where? It's for today. But if you stand in that grace and you proclaim that grace and you walk by faith and not by sight and you stand and you praise God, it says tomorrow, go down against them, they will surely come up. And you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight. And we're talking about a physical fight. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Come on, we talked about this. Where are you seated? Where are we seated? We're seated in heavenly places. That is a place of victory. I say that's a place of victory. Victory. Jesus has given us the victory. You're seated in that place of victory. Take your position. Stand still and see the salvation. He told it to Moses, and here he is saying it again. God parted the Red Sea, but Moses put the rod in. What does the rod represent? It represents the word. It represents faith. Faith in what God had told Moses what he would do. He would deliver them out of the hand of Pharaoh. So what's going to happen? We're not going to be defeated by the devil, by his system. We're not going to be defeated by the world system, because we live in a better system. We live in the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's where I'm staying. Amen. That's where we got to stay. You will not need to fight. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Amen. God is with you. That means you're not going to get the victory. You're going with the victory. Amen. Victory is in you. Hallelujah. Guard your heart. That's the title of this message today. Guard your heart. Why? Proverbs 4. I'm not going to read all the scriptures. I'm going to condense it a little bit. So I won't turn there. I'll just mention it to you. But you need to go read Proverbs 4. Here's your homework, verses 1 through 23. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Out of it flows the issues of life. We got a lot of tissues in this church for issues. I've used a lot of tissues in my life. Why? I gave God, I let Him deal with my issues. And then after the crying, I said, weeping shall endure, but joy comes in the morning. You want to have a joyous tomorrow? You might need to do a little bit of weeping today, weeping before the Lord. Repenting, changing. Repent's not a bad word. It's not an ugly word to even to a Christian that is saved. Repent. Amen? Repent means to just change. It doesn't mean you've done this horrible sin. It just means you made a wrong decision. Repent. Repent. You're underneath the blood. You might cry. You might have a crying season. But joy comes in the morning. Amen. The sun's rising in the morning. You know, right before the dawn, it's the darkest time, right? It's the darkest before the dawn. Amen. Well, if you got Jesus, the darkness is going to leave. Guard your heart. Last section we're going to listen to. Let's go to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I don't feel too many darts this morning. I don't feel too many daggers this morning. I'm talking about you, but the devil, now let me tell you something. He's going to throw darts at you. When you walk out of these doors, I can guarantee God, the devil's going to use people to try to steal this word from your heart. Why? Because I just said guard your heart. The Lord just said guard your heart. What he's going to do, he's going to try to come after your heart. How does that mean? Somebody's going to try to get you offended. We got books out here. Take one home with you. We probably got 30 or 40 out here. If you don't get offended, Jim Howard wrote it. What say so? If you don't get offended, you'll get your blessings. The devil knows that. He's not dumb. He's just spiritually dead. Talking about the devil. He's not dumb. You can't win naturally over the devil. He's old. He's smart when it comes to the mind. But spiritually, he's dead. He's defeated. Jesus, he said, I saw the devil as lightning fall from heaven. Jesus said that. He said, I saw Lucifer. I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. He can't get back up. He's not getting back in that position. Lucifer, his name has changed. Satan, devil, dragon, liar, cheater, murderer. This is who he is. He's out of that position. He's out of that position God had for him. Amen. And that's where he wants to bring you down. He wants to make you a liar, a cheater, a murderer, a thief. That's what he does. He has to inhabit a body to make it happen in the earth. That's just natural. That's Bible 101. But you don't have to, he can't override your will. The devil can't. He's a created being. He's not the creator. Amen. That's good news right there. You missed the opportunity to shout. Mark 4, talking about guarding your heart. Mark 4, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 35 quickly. I'll say quickly, but the Bible is, the Word of God is quick. Whether you read it fast or slow, it's quick. Nestle quick, that brain, that stir anybody up. It turns white milk to chocolate milk. I had chocolate milk this morning, I testify. I had me a gravy biscuit with chocolate milk. I like it. I like the Word. It's quick. I said it's quick. It's alive. The Word is alive. Jesus is alive. Mark knew that. Mark 4, verses 1 through 35. And again, Jesus teaching here began to teach. I'm not going to teach this morning. Jesus began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude, we talked about another multitude, was gathered to him. So they got into a boat, and they sat in it. Jesus sat in the boat on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. They're looking at Jesus face to face. No microphones, no PV monitors, no house, no front of house. They're at the house. Jesus is the temple. He is the house of God. So they are at front of house. They're front of God. Amen. And he taught them many things by parables. A parable is a story that reveals a spiritual truth. What's your story? Amen. You got a lot of stories. What God has done in your life. You can call them a parable, or you can call them your story, your testimony. many parables Jesus taught them. And he said, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some seed fell on stony ground, and it didn't have much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell on thorns, and the thorns grew up and it choked it, and it yielded no fruit. It came up, but it didn't have no fruit. But other seed fell on good ground. Say good ground. Why say good ground? Because that's you. I'm speaking to good ground this morning. If you don't think you're good ground, receive good ground today. You're blessed. God loves you. That makes you good ground. Come on. God said he loves you. That makes you good ground. Amen. See, the devil hates you and is always going to despise you and talk bad. And that makes your heart get hard. And God's word, see, the devil wants to harden your heart, get you offended, get you in offense. Why? It keeps your heart hard. And God's word can't get into a hard heart. That's not you. Why? Because you love God. And love tenders the heart. You know, Leo, he could take a good old meat tenderizer and tender up some meat where when you chew it and fry it, it makes it tender and it tastes good. See, that's what God's word does. It makes things good in your life. Seasoned it with salt. Seasoned it with the word. Amen? That's what Jesus did. He showed the goodness of God in the land of the living. And Jesus said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. I want to say this because I made a note in my Bible, not for the day, but for today. In other words, Jesus said, who has a heart to hear? Jesus is saying, whoever has a heart to hear, guard your heart to only hear what Jesus says. Cast everything else out. You have a heart to hear. And when Jesus was alone with those around him, and the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables. So that, seeing that they may see and see not, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn. What does turn mean? Repent. Change your mind. Lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Verse 13. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? In other words, he's saying, if you don't understand this parable, Jesus said, you're not going to understand anything else I'm going to teach you. This is very important about your heart. Your heart is important. What you believe about God. And these are the ones, Jesus is going to explain this parable now. These are the ones by the wayside. When the word, the seed we're talking about is God's word right here. This is not a mystery to you. This is the word of God. It's words of life. I'm shooting out life today. Amen. And Jesus is saying, the one that was sowed by the wayside where the word is sown, when they hear, these are people, the wayside ground, when they hear, the devil, Satan, comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. It got in there. I said it got in there. But they had no root. There's your key. Root, that means they spent no time hearing God's word. See, we got to forget about time. Some of us are time managed. I'll raise my hand. Time management. I'm giving the pastor 30 minutes. If he can't get my miracle here in 30 minutes, he's out of time. That's wayside ground. That's wayside ground. The devil just stole that. Why? You got offended at me. Come on. This is the Holy Ghost speaking to you. Time. They have no root in themselves, and they endure only for a time. And afterward, when tribulation, God's trying to get something because he knows the devil. Tribulation, that trial, that test is coming. It's not coming from God. It's coming from the world. It's coming from the devil. And you're going to need more than one seed. That means you're going to need more than one harvest. Sickness is going to try to attack your body. You need the healing seed. Amen. If you lost out there in darkness, you need the Savior seed. Jesus needs to be your King and Lord and Savior. He is the light of the world. You shouldn't be in darkness. But for tribulation or persecution arises, when that arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. The devil gets that seed out. They're weak. Now here's the second type of heart. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness. Here we go, the deceitful. It's not wrong to be rich with things. It's wrong to be in love with them. That's deceit. You're deceived because you need to love God. We talked about that last Sunday, Sunday before. If you keep God first, seek Him first, the kingdom of God, love God, and the things won't be a problem. They'll just come because He wants you to have all these things. They are yours. He created this earth for you. I've been, last couple weeks, I've been seeing the cotton out in the cotton fields in Enochville and Kannapolis. I'm amazed how cotton can come from a stick. That white cotton comes from a stick. But you know what I see? I don't see cotton. I see Levi's. I see polyester. I see shirts. Why? Because that's where it comes from. See, God's word gives you a vision. It gives you life, not death. It gives you health to be healed, not to be sick. See, you got to quit looking at the seed. Look at what's in the seed. Your future is in the seed. Your apples are not in the seed. They're in the seed, but it's in the tree. You understand? It's in the seed. But that apple's not going to come if it's laying on the concrete. Amen? Come on. You're not going to get born again just coming and hearing the message. You got to put faith. You got to mix it with faith. You got to let it get in your heart. And the Bible says, the mystery is, I know not how. God loves me. I don't know how. I'm such a bad person. It's not about you. God loves you, bad person, because of Christ. And you just put your faith in that and you get born again. And then you got to stay in the Word, because the devil don't want you to think you're born again. He still calls you an old sinner. He's a liar. That's when you just say, you're a liar. That ain't what Jesus said. Jesus said, I've been saved by grace through faith. I'm a friend of God. Amen. That's what the Bible says. God called Abraham a friend. That's old covenant. You got a better covenant. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Where'd I get to? Thank you, Reed. And the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things. There we go. For other things instead of making God your desire. When that happens, it'll come in. The desires, they will choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. See, you were almost at that breakthrough that you kept hearing all these Christians talking about. They got the breakthrough and you're trying to figure out, where's my breakthrough? Well, you've been spending too much time breaking, watching all these other things instead of watching the Lord and getting in the Word. You've been doing these lustly things, the cares of the world. You've been watching too much Fox News. You've been watching too much CNN instead of watching Jesus and what He's saying. He's our rescue story. Amen? He's our rescue story. He's fighting the battle if you'll just let Him fight it. And you can't fight it getting offended. You can't fight it going down to Walmart every day and going shopping and just for the fun of it, just to go shopping. You need to be looking for lost sinners. Preaching the gospel. It's okay to go shopping, but find somebody that don't have no money, that maybe couldn't pay the bill, Lord, and help them out right there or something. Amen? And then watch God just supernaturally bless you. That's just a little thing extra there. But verse 20. But these are the ones that I'm preaching to today. These are the ones that's sown on good ground. Y'all are good ground. Amen. Your dirt is right there at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. That dirt where they dug that stadium, that's where you are. That's good dirt. That's cowboy territory, man. Come on now. We got Redskins fans in here or something. I'm a Cowboys fan. That's good dirt in Texas. No, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. All this dirt is His. Where did you come from? You came from the dust of the ground. So God's word started in your heart. The devil stole it from your heart. I'm going all the way back to Adam, Genesis. But Jesus came and said, I am come that you may have life back in your body, life back in your spirit. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. Follow me. Christianity. What do I do to become a Christian? Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. That's where it starts, at the feet of Jesus. And these are the ones that are sown on good ground. We hear the word. Your heart receives the word. We accept it and bear fruit. Some 30, some 60. Eventually, we're going to get to the 100-fold. Amen. You can start at 100. Amen. Why start at 30? But start. And he also said to them, is a lamp brought to put under a basket or under a bed? And I'm getting close here to, I'm coming to the landing zone. Jesus said, is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed. Here's another word for this time in our life. I'm praying that darkness be revealed, unrighteousness be revealed in our land. In Jesus' name. If anyone has ears to hear, a heart to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, take heed what you hear, and the measure that you hear it, because it will be measured back to you, and there comes that 30, 60, 100-fold coming back to you. Whatever you're listening to, whatever you're spending your time doing, it's going to come back to you. Don't, God is not mocked. You will reap what you sow. So start sowing what Jesus is saying. I said, start sowing what Jesus is saying. He's still speaking. I said, the King of Kings is still speaking. For whoever has, to him more will be given. That means if you have bad stuff and you keep speaking bad stuff, guess what? Bad stuff's coming your way. Turn it around. That ain't from God. That ain't God. God says he's my rescue story. He brings me good things. He satisfies my mouth with good things, the word says. Open your mouth. Fill my mouth, Lord, with good things. Fill it up, Jesus. But whosoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed to the ground. Come on down to verse 30 here. And Jesus said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what parable shall we picture it? It's like a mustard seed, which when it's sown on the ground is the smaller of all seeds on the earth. But when it is sown, there's the key to this whole parable. If you receive what I'm saying today, if you receive God's word in your heart, it grows up and becomes greater than all the other herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air, that's people, that people can receive off of you and can be blessed and can be delivered from your testimony. The birds of the air come to that tree and rest and find rest. I said find rest. So the birds of the air can come on these large branches and rest under its shade. And with many much parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. Now, I'm not going to preach more than you're able to hear today. I think we could go probably 2 or 3 hours here, but we're not going to go that far. So I'd have to stretch you a little bit at a time. But I tell you, if you have ears to hear, if you open up your heart, your miracle can start today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till next week. Thank you, Jesus. But without a parable, Jesus spoke not to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. You need to spend some alone time with God. See, it's okay to ask the pastor. It's okay to come to church and ask questions. That's good. But your alone time with God will be your throne time. I said your alone time will be your throne time. And then that's when he reveals something personally to you, between you and him. That's when you start seeing like God sees. And this last scripture here, and on the same, say same day. Same day. On the same day when evening had come. So man, Jesus, he started in the morning, he preached all day. That's the evening, man. So man, I got plenty of time with you guys. It's only the 12 o'clock hour. Hey, it does get darker earlier, so I ain't going to keep you past 6:30. Come on now, we can get the praise team back up here and get you kicked up a little bit. I tell you, when I was at Freedom Christian Center in Mooresville, and me and Sherry, we were baby Christians. Man, services, you didn't get out by 3 o'clock. I'm talking about 3 hours. It started about 9:30. You know, you got out about 12:31. You know, they had children's church over there. They had a house where they took the kids over there. Let me tell you, they had food over there, Larry. Because they knew the kids were going to get hungry about an hour into the service. But those kids, they were blessed. And then after we left church, we all went out. Most of the time, we'd go out and eat at one of the restaurants. That's when you could get a big table. So from about 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, man, we fellowshipping. We at the house, we getting fed spiritually, and then we'd go out and we just talking about God, talking about Jesus. And I tell you, I couldn't wait till the Sunday to come again. You know, I needed that going out into the world. I needed that those words and those testimonies, and I needed that fellowship because Jesus knows we need one another. See, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, but the Holy Ghost, he's like the wind. You can't see him, but he will manifest his effects in your life. But that Holy Ghost works through Glenn Stout, and it works through Cindy and Cecil. The Holy Ghost is when we get together, man, and we share our testimonies and we sharpen ourselves. Iron sharpens iron. Some of us are a little rusty, and we need to be sharpened, and we need that help, that brother to come alongside of us and sharpen us up so when the devil even touches us, he has to flee. Amen. The devil don't like pain. I said he don't like pain. That's when you just enforce it. What does he not like? He don't like the sword of the Word of God. Give him the Word. Tell him his future. Amen. Tell him, when he starts talking about your future, tell him about how hot his is. I don't like things hot. You know me, I keep it cold. Amen. I don't know what your temperature in heaven is going to be on your block, but mine's going to be about 68. Amen. Now, I might have to repent on that because I'm going to let God determine my destiny. He has the right temperature. Amen. Why? Because Daddy knows best. Closing right here. Are y'all ready? On that same day when evening had come, see, I couldn't close till Wayne got back in. See, he took y'all about 10 minutes longer today. That's all right. I believe that was a move of the Holy Ghost. Wayne, give me a weak amen there. But on the same day when evening had come, see, now I got to go back and preach a couple of scriptures. I got to catch Wayne up here. No. On the same day when evening had come, Jesus got done teaching. He said to them, I want us to say this together. Let us cross over to the other side. Let us, come on, let us cross over to the other side. 2021 is the other side. Amen. Now, we got a few more months to go, but we are going to the other side. We're going, like Tammy said, we're going with peace. Because the peace of God, if you let the peace of God rule, you've got to let it rule in your heart. The peace of God, let it rule in your heart. And that's where your peace comes from. Let the peace of God be the umpire. That's what that word rule. Let God's word be an umpire. You're out, devil. Sorry. When life throws you a curveball, I taught this one time. My sons will tell you, lay back and knock it out of the park. When life throws you a curveball, don't get anxious. Don't be dismayed, the Bible said. Don't be dismayed. Don't be in fear. I ain't a baseball player, but those boys say, lay back and take that curveball and knock it out of the park. Drive the devil out of your camp. Home run, buddy. Why? Jesus gave me the victory. Amen. I said, Jesus gave me the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus knew the devil would come and try to steal the words that he just taught his disciples. He knew it. But you know what he said? He said, we're going to the other side. Why? Because the devil don't determine your destiny. I said, the devil don't determine your destiny. You do. You determine your destiny. God don't even determine your destiny. He's gave you a bright future, but he's not going to walk it out for you. He said, the just shall walk by faith. He said, I'll never leave you, but he's leaving the path up to you. And you can live a blessed life or you can live a stressed life. Amen? What are you going to determine? I'm going to live the blessed life. That's God's perfect will for you, is to live the blessed life. Amen? You're blessed, Cecil. Man, you're a man of faith. You've taken your words, you're framing your world with your words. Life threw you a curveball, but you know what you did? You knocked it out of the park. Why? Because you were prepared. You've been to practice. You showed up when everybody else didn't show up for the word. You were hungry for the word. You took all those fastballs, the slow balls, the curveballs, and you know what? You knocked it out the park. Why? Because God is your refuge. He's your fortress. He's your tower. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to the other side. 2020 is almost over, and 2021 is the other side. We've been in a tremendous storm this year. You don't have to amen that. We have been in a tremendous storm like we have never seen. This country has never experienced before. God knew it was coming. God knew that the children of Israel was going to be backed up by the Red Sea. But see, the enemy couldn't see the path in the Red Sea. But God did. Why? Because Jesus is the way. Jesus was the way through the Red Sea. Not for the enemy, See, Jesus is our way maker. He's our way to 2021 victorious. See, this earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he has given it to the children of men. God's children. Not everybody's in the family. So those that are outside of the covenant, they don't count. Amen. Bring us up here, Wayne. Lead us in this, Wayne. The enemy, those that are outside the covenant and the family, they don't count. They don't count in your future. They do not determine your future. They don't determine your success. Who does? God does. The Waymaker does. Jesus does. Jesus is the answer. He's not the problem. He's the answer. If you had a math formula, and I'm not good on chemistry, whatever their trigonometry, whatever they're taking now. Thank my kids better be thanking God for their mother that's a teacher. But I know if I had to put an answer in, something plus something equals life everlasting, is Christ and him alone. I know the answer to that. If you can answer that question, math won't be a problem. If God's called you to be a math teacher, it won't be a problem because it'll already be. Your purpose is on the inside of you. And the only way you're going to make it and fulfill your purpose is to walk hand in hand with Christ Jesus. Because he, everything that came in his worth came through him. It came through him. He is the Word manifest. So that's our victory. That's where we're going. That's where we're going. You got your ticket? You got Jesus. That's the ticket. It's free. It won't cost you anything. It will cost you your faith, I believe. Lord, what we must do to do the works of God. Jesus said, believe, believer, and you shall do not only the works. He said, you'll do greater works. Stand up, if you would. We're going to finish with this song. I know Wayne's leading us, and I forgot, but there's a song I want us to, just to conclude this service. I love this song.
Shackles on your feet that weigh you down. Are you scared? There's no way out. Are you sick and tired of falling on the ground? Stand up if you believe in the God of freedom. Somebody give him praise. Stand up if you believe in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise. Can I get a witness? Get a glory, hallelujah. Somebody give him praise. Can I get a yes, Lord? Can I get a he's so good? Can I get another testimony? Somebody give him praise. Your mountains are way too tall. If you're up against a giant, that won't fall. To give him praise. Stand up if you believe in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise. Stand up if you believe in the God of freedom. Somebody give him praise. Stand up if you believe in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise. Stand up if you believe that his word is final. Somebody give him praise. Stand up if you believe in a new revival. Somebody give him praise. Spirit's moving, somebody give him praise. Stand up if you believe that it's gonna do it. Somebody give him praise.
Thank you, Darius, for telling us how good Jesus is. Praise the name of Jesus. Therein lies your victory. Leave this place today praising the name of Jesus. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the evening. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, the Bible says. Don't give the devil no place. Keep this righteous anger stirred up against evil. We're to eschew. We're to hate evil in our land. And that's where we stand in Christ Jesus. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? Jesus, God the Father, was in Him doing the works. You want to do the works of Jesus? Say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's going to do it through you. If you need prayer this morning, I'm going to pray. But if you need personal prayer, you can come down. Others, you can be dismissed. Fellowship. I want you to pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name, You are in me. Life is in me. Hope is in me. Joy is in me. Peace is in me. I leave this place filled with Your Spirit, filled with Your joy, to take to others. Thank You, Jesus. We love You, Lord. And we bless You in Jesus' mighty name. If you need personal prayer, we'd be glad to pray. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord.